Uncle York's a fine old feller, gonna be our storyteller. Been around for a century, keeping an eye on you and me.
I'm your storyteller, Uncle York. I've been around a long time. My eyes have seen everything that's ever happened in New York State. I have a story to tell you today, produced and transcribed by the New York State Department of Commerce, dedicated to the men and women everywhere through whose courage and enterprise we enjoy our freedom's blessings. Our story begins on a brisk April day in the year 1847, with a fresh breeze rattling the blue waters of the Hudson River. A schooner was heeling down from Albany. Among her passengers was a family of Canadian Scots. This family had a mighty common name. It was Smith. But the name of the city their boat was approaching was uncommon enough. It was Poughkeepsie. Annie Smith and her husband stood on the deck as the schooner began to slow her speed.
Jamie, I didn't dream it was such a great city you were bringing us to.
Aye, 10,000 souls and still growing, the captain tells me.
Oui, it's all too much for me to take in after the peace and quiet of St. Armand. Me head's spinning already.
It'll be spinning more before we're through, my lass. We have much to do.
Do you really think your plan is wise? I mean, when you're such a fine carpenter to be stuck in a restaurant and confectioner's shop. Oh, Jamie, suppose the folks here didn't care for sweets. Perhaps they will not like molasses sticks or taffy and lemon drops and all the other things. After all, in St. Armand, we were making them for a pleasure, for our neighbors.
People are the same everywhere, Annie. They'll have a sweet tooth here, too, mark my words. Ooh, better get the young ones together. We're pulling into the dock. I'll go search for our trunks.
A far croonin' is pulling me away. I step I with my cromack to the road. It's the far coolings are putting love on me.
Lots of excitement to live through in those early growing years. But James Smith was a canny Scot, not one to be ruffled easy. No sooner did he arrive in Poughkeepsie than he found a house for his big family with a fine front room on the street for the little restaurant and confectionery shop, and, as he called it, an ice cream saloon. They kept mighty busy selling not just to the regular town folks, but to the many strangers who were always coming in, what with the new railroad and the river trade. By now, James Smith's two boys, William and Andrew, were a lot of help, especially William, who was the eldest.
There, that'll do it.
Well, boy, that's too big a parcel you're trying to carry. You'll be losing the molasses sticks all up and down Market Street.
Oh, sure, Father. I ran out of them yesterday. They were joshing the candy boy for not carrying enough stock. Just wait until these whiskers of mine get a bit longer. They won't be calling me a boy then.
Aye, the rough men will. But they're as happy as babes with a stick of penny candy to chew on. Now, be off with you.
Now, who's that strange-looking old fellow at the door?
Looks like a tin peddler. He'll be trying to sell your mother some knick-knacks. Now be off with you. Yeah. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, sir. I have a favor to ask of you.
Aye? And who would you be?
I'm a peddler, sir. Name is Silas. I wondered if you'd lend me the use of your kitchen.
What would you want with my kitchen, Silas?
I'm working my way along the valley towns, Mr. Smith. You see, besides my tin wares, I sell candy and cough remedies. I have to stop every so often to make up a new batch.
You say you make cough remedies?
Indeed, I do. All kinds. Soothe the throat, stop coughing. Yep, and pleasant tasting, too.
Well, you're welcome to the use of the kitchen, Silas. Only mind you leave the cook stove as clean as you find it.
There you are. All cleaned up, Mr. Smith. And now, I must ask you one more favor. Would you please sample this candy?
It's strange looking, Silas. It's black.
It ain't ordinary candy, Mr. Smith. It's cough candy. I'd like to make you a present to the batch.
Cough candy, you say?
Yep. Found secret receipt for it.
Very good. Certainly doesn't taste like a cough remedy. Let me call Mrs. Smith.
Annie!
Could you come into the shop a minute?
Aye, Jamie. Oh, I didn't ken you had a visitor.
Oh, Annie, this is Silence. He's a peddler. My wife.
Good day, sir.
Morning, right, missus.
Annie, do you have a sore throat or a tickle?
No, Jamie. Do I sound hoarse?
We were hoping you did for a minute. Hey, will you sample this wee bit of black candy?
Oh, aye. What is it?
No, tell us if you like it or not. Quite truly, now.
It's very good. I've never had anything quite like it before.
Does it have a taste of medicine?
Mercy, no. What is it?
It's a special receipt for the peddlers. A secret, he says. And it's meant to soothe coughs. He's given us this batch.
You've been right kind to give me the use of your kitchen, Mr. Smith. So I'm going to present you with the receipt, too. Too much trouble for me to carry the ingredients around, what with all the other stuff in the wagon.
Oh, no, we couldn't take your receipt, Silas.
Yes, you can. No, I'm all packed and I'll be off.
No, but we can't.
You'll take it now. It's not enough to thank you anyhow. But don't you give it out to everybody now. Good day, Mr. Smith. Mrs. Smith.
Good day.
Silas, you drop by again.
I drop by again.
Well, now, what do you think of that?
Come on, let's taste that cough candy again, Annie. You know, I think we have something here that may change our fortunes.
That's how James Smith began making and selling cough candy. And what with that and the restaurant, bakery, and the catering service, the whole family worked like beavers during those early years, for to them, work was the breath of life. And when Father James passed away right after the Civil War, the boys kept right on with the business.
Say, Andy, I've just been doing some figuring here. That black cough candy... You know, we've sold more right here in the shop during this past week than all our other candy put together.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this rash of colds people have been having.
When would you say to this, Andy? There's almost a dozen druggists here in Poughkeepsie, all selling cough remedies, but none of them as good or as tasty as ours. Now, suppose we made up some cough candy to place in the drugstores.
Well, I don't know, Will. We wouldn't make much money.
Why, we'd be selling 10 times as much, man. Put the candy in glass jars in the store, same as we do peppermint drops or lemon balls. Folks could buy a penny's worth, same as candy.
Hmm. Well, how'd they know whether they were getting our cough candy or just any old sugar candy colored black?
Well, maybe we could put our name on it, stamp it right into the candy. Or, wait, how about an envelope? Druggist could count out the drops, put them in our envelope, an envelope with our name on it.
Smith's a pretty common name. Must be an awful number of Smith brothers, too.
Oh, not making cough candy, though, aren't? Yeah, Smith brothers. Say, Andy, I'm going over to the printers right now. See if he can make up some kind of an envelope for us. He ought to have an idea or two. Think you could print something up like that, Ed, about the size of this piece of paper with our signature on it?
Sure, Will, I could do that. You ought to think up something really different. Now, there's some would put their pictures on the envelope. More I think about it, Look, Will, everybody in town knows you and your brother Andrew on account of seeing you both in the restaurant. You're kind of landmarks here. It certainly couldn't do any harm to print up an envelope with both your pictures on it.
Well, by George. Wait till I tell Andy about this. He's so chary of that beard now, because it's half a yard longer than mine. Why, he'd be preening himself like a peacock. Ed, I think you've done us a big favor. I'm going to set a date with that photographer right now.
Hold on, Will. You forgot something.
What's that?
Better get your papers in for a trademark right away.
Yeah, that's how one of the first successful distinguishing trademarks in this country came about. Successful because the Smith brothers had a product people liked, and it was easy to remember the beards. The envelope became a pocket package. But it wasn't too long before trouble began to develop. You've heard the old saying, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Well, when it happens to be a product you're making and selling, it can be mighty irritating.
where are you? Andy?
In the kitchen, Will.
Just take a look at this, will you? Look here. I'm so hopping mad if I could get my hands on those confounded...
Huh? Oh, what's wrong,
Will? Look at this. Another one. That's the third one in a month.
Good night, the nerd. Smith's sister's cough drops. Will, we got to do something about this.
Well, you're doggone right we do. Makes me so mad I'd like to get my hands on those... I'd like to throw every box of fake cough drops in the Hudson River. Smith, sisters, Smythe brothers, pictures of Lincoln, pictures of Garfield. Why, tarnation, Andy, they've even started stealing our beer. Andy, these confounded imitations have taught me something. If we can sell every cough drop we can turn out here, and those rascally fakes are selling too, it's certain we could be selling plenty more. What we're going to do is expand.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did. For many years, every morning, the red-painted wagon of the Smith brothers rolled down Church Street, which the folks began to call Cough Drop Street, leaving off milk cans full of the little black cough drops for the folks at home to put into packages. Well, it went along like that until Will Smith had got his son and his two little grandsons trained to carry on the business. Yes, sir, it was time for old trade and mark to be carried on by a new generation of Smith brothers.
Uncle York's a fine old feller, gonna be our storyteller. Been around for a century, keeping an eye on you and me.
Yeah, the son put up a spanking modern new plant, and the grandsons, William II and Robert, grew up to carry on the business as the new trade and mark. Well, it wasn't too many years when they had to put up a second plant. All in all, the two plants could turn out a total of 18 million cough drops every day of the year. And almost every year there's been an improvement, like the weatherproof package liners they introduced, and some new flavors. But the old secret receipt has always been jealously guarded. As the years passed by, the trademark laws were more strictly enforced. Today, the ghost of old trade wouldn't have to lose his temper every week over out-and-out imitations. He'd be glad to know that nobody could steal his beard anymore.
Thank you.